Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu ma yud'a bihi lil mariyid. The chapter on the du'as to be made for the ill person, for the sick person. What du'as are to be made? Often when we go to visit a sick person, we end up sitting there talking to the person, and very seldom we give attention to the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to make at the time of visiting a sick person, and also what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did and how he conducted himself. So therefore, this chapter will deal with the du'as that we read for the sick person. It's nice for us to learn some of these du'as. So at least when we go to visit the sick person, we don't just end up sitting and talking, but we also end up making du'a for that person, and making du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to make for the sick person. We learn many du'as in our life. We learn du'as, for example, a person when entering the masjid, when leaving the masjid, entering the toilet, leaving the toilet, before sleeping, when waking up, we learn du'as. Like that, this is du'as that have been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of visiting a sick person. And you look at the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, even on that occasion, beautiful du'as. The du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in itself is a miracle. The du'as that he made at the time when he visited also a sick person, there's so much of beauty in the words that were also used at that time. So this chapter will deal with the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, and the du'as for us to try and learn and also use it when we are visiting a sick person. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha shtakal insanu shay'a minhu o kanat bihi qarhatun o jurhun, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأصبعه هكذا ووضع سفيان بن عيينة الراوي سبابته بالأرض ثم رفعها وقال بسم الله تربة أرضنا بريقة بعضنا يسقى به سقيمنا بإذن ربنا متفق عليه. هل عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that if a person complained to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم of some illness or he had a wound or injury, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say using his index finger. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now would use his index finger. The narrator of the hadith is Hazrat Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahmatullah alayhi. He was a very great muhaddith. So he also took his finger to demonstrate to the people that he's narrating the hadith how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do. So he took his index finger, he placed it on the ground. So first what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do is he would take some saliva, he would put it on his index finger. Then take that index finger and touch it onto the ground. So you get some remains of the sand coming onto the index finger. And this is what the hadith is saying. So he says, Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi would actually demonstrate this, that he'll take his finger and then he'll put the saliva on it, put it on the ground and raise it. And then he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say this dua, Bismillahi turbatu ardina biriqati ba'dina yushfa bihi saqimuna biizni rabbina. What this dua is, that in the name of Allah ta'ala, the soil of our earth mixed with the saliva of some of us. The soil of this earth mixed with the saliva of some of us, by which our sick are cured, and the permission, sick are cured, and the permission of Allah Ta'ala. You'll find that every dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a lot of emphasis on shifa coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, we're using the means, but the emphasis is where? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that shifa is coming. So Rasulullah sallallahu will take this now, he'll take the sand that has been mixed with the saliva, and then he'll rub it on that injury that that person had, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make dua. So this is some ulama of the opinion that sand that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used was the sand of Medina Sharif. So this particular amal of actually taking the saliva, taking the sand, is for that sand of Medina Sharif, because that's a blessed Mubarak sand. Other ulama say no, this is any soil can be used. This dua together with soil can be used to any soil, not necessarily the sand of Medina Sharif. So this is just one amal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do. وعنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعود بعض أهله يمسح بيده اليمنى ويقول اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما متفق عليه. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to visit some of his family members who were ill. he would pass his right hand over them. So ulama explained that either you can pass the right hand over the forehead of the sick person, or you can pass it over the abdomen of the sick person. So passing it over the body of the sick person, and the person can make this dua. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this. He'll take his right hand. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would pass his right hand over them, saying, making this dua. The dua is something nice to learn. And when we visit a sick person, we can also do this. Take our hand, pass it over the person's forehead, over his body, and make this dua for him. What is the dua? Allahumma rabban nas, adhibil ba's, ishfi anta shafi. So Allahumma rabban nas, adhibil ba's, ishfi anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa'a la yughadiru saqama. If we don't know the Arabic, at least we can learn the English, or we can write it down, and we can read it at the time of visiting a sick person by looking inside. The meaning of this dua is, O Allah, the sustainer of mankind, remove the discomfort and provide cure. You are the healer, and there is no cure except your cure. Grant such cure which does not leave behind any trace of illness. In other words, Allah Ta'ala, give him such complete shifa, this person is not well, that there is no trace of illness also after that cure is given. In other words, there is no sign of that illness. Whatever the illness is, even if that illness is cancer, Allah, give this person that niyat we must have, such cure that there is no trace of that cancer left also. If it's a cold, there must be no trace of that cold. If it's a flu, there must be no trace of that flu. Give him complete cure. This is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we go on, inshallah, we'll see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only gave the sick people hope. There was no such thing as giving them some type of depression and making them feel sad. Even if the person is in the last stages, they also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would give hope and encouragement to put your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.